This week's question is all about how I use the technology I have to be more productive and better manage my time. Hello and welcome to episode 315 of the Working With Podcast, a podcast to answer all your questions about productivity, time management, self-development, and goal planning. My name is Carl Pullin, and I am your host of this show. There's a lot of technology today that helps us to be more productive. Our computers make producing work easy compared to 25 years ago. It's also made producing some kinds of work a lot cheaper. Imagine the cost of studio time if you wanted to record an album in 1999. Today, all you need is a laptop and a microphone, and you're good to go. However, with all that wonderful technology, it's likely we have a lot of devices lying around gathering dust. I have a camera with 4 or 5 lenses sitting in a gorgeous canvas camera bag I haven't used for over 5 years. Now all I take with me when we go on a trip is my phone. I'm not a professional photographer. I don't need all that equipment. And don't get me started on all the apps I find I need to purge every once in a while because I don't use them anymore. Then there are all the subscriptions you may be paying for that you are not using. As an example, I recently discovered I had a Fantastical subscription. I used to use Fantastical. It was a cool calendar app that allowed me to have all my to-doist tasks and events in one place. Shortly after seeing what that did to my calendar, I stopped that integration. It was horrible. It made it look like I had no time at all for anything but work and meetings. Why was I paying for a service I was not using? I don't know, but it did cause me to go through all my app subscriptions to see if there were any more. I found 4 more services I was paying for that I was no longer using. This week's question addresses the heart of this technology overwhelm. So let me hand you over to the Mystery Podcast voice for this week's question.
This week's question comes from Mark. Mark asks, "Hi, Carl. I was wondering what digital tools you use to get your work done. You seem to be using a lot of tools, and I thought it must be very confusing to decide what to use."
Hi, Mark. Thank you for your question. Now, I remember a few years ago hearing an interview with Craig Federighi, Apple's head of software design, in which he explained Apple's thinking on its products. He talked about how sometimes you work on your laptop and other times you may find the environment more suitable for an iPad. A good example of this would be when working at your desk, you may prefer the laptop, and if you attended a meeting, the form factor and mobility of an iPad might work better. It certainly did for me when I was teaching. I would create all my teaching materials from my computer, but when I went to the classroom, I took only my iPad. That was all I needed to teach with. Today, I no longer teach in classrooms. I work from home. However, I do like to step away from my desk and work somewhere else occasionally. And when I do that, I will only take my iPad with me. It's great for writing and it fits nicely into a small shoulder bag I carry when I go out. But let's look at how I use each individual device, and I will explain why. My phone is always with me, which means it's the perfect UCT. That's Universal Collection Tool. I have my phone set up so I can quickly collect tasks, ideas, and articles I would like to read later. I use Drafts, an amazing little app that connects with Todoist and Evernote. With Evernote, I have it set up so that if I have a blog post or YouTube video idea, I can send it directly to my content ideas note without having to open Evernote. Drafts also allows me to dictate my ideas, which is essential as I have most of my ideas when I'm walking my dog, Louis. I can then collect my ideas and keep an eye on Louis at the same time. When I'm out and about, I process emails from my phone, but I rarely respond from there. There are better tools for responding to actionable emails. I have a process for email management, which involves clearing my inbox between sessions of work and then setting aside an hour later in the day for responding to them. I respond usually from my computer, but if I'm away from the office, I will use my iPad. And of course, I use my phone for instant messages and occasionally scrolling social media when I'm waiting for my wife, which is kind of a daily activity. I also have an old iPad mini. I love that iPad. It's my content consumption device. And on there, I will read blogs and articles I've collected through Readwise, an app for collecting articles you want to read later, and books through the Kindle app. This iPad mini is not connected to any messaging service except Apple Messages or email. It's purely for consumption. I should say I'm not into gaming, never have been, so I have no gaming devices or apps. My guilty pleasure is reading and watching historical documentaries, which YouTube provides me in abundance. I will watch these on the big TV at home late at night when I'm winding down from the day. Now, my iPad Pro, I think it's the third edition, has the Magic Keyboard and Apple Pencil connected. And as I mentioned, I use that as my main mobile device. The keyboard is wonderful to type on, and the pencil is great for highlighting sections in documents. Strangely, I don't ever use it for writing. I'm a fountain pen user, and the Apple Pencil, or any stylus for that matter, doesn't feel right for me. Plastic on glass just doesn't work, in my humble opinion. The feel of a 14-karat gold nib on some fountain pen-friendly Japanese paper has got to be experienced to be believed. I also use my iPad Pro to listen to music when I'm working. The battery on that thing lasts forever. I have a Bluetooth speaker in my office that has incredible bass, and I love deep house music when I'm working. That bass really helps. My computer is for the heavy lifting, recording this podcast, editing my YouTube videos, and creating workbooks and documents. I also do a fair amount of my writing on my computer too. I also prefer to clear my actionable emails there. All my design work is done on my computer, from creating thumbnails for YouTube videos to workshop banners and online course materials. And that's it for devices. Now, apps. My primary productivity apps are Apple Calendar, Todoist, and Evernote. I've experimented in recent months with Apple Notes, and while Apple Notes is an excellent note-taking app, Evernote has some features that Apple Notes does not. Primarily, the ability to create note links that can be pasted into Todoist. You can do this in Apple Notes, but it's fiddly, and I hate things that are fiddly. Todoist is where I keep my tasks. It has a beautiful and simple interface, and in the 10 years I have used it, it has never let me down. Todoist is on all my devices, as is Evernote, but this is where Evernote is currently weak. I find the mobile version of Evernote is poor. The text is too small, and there are just too many button presses to get to where I want to be. However, as I use Drafts to get notes into my system, that's something I can live with. And that's a good point to make. I've used Todoist for over 10 years, and Evernote has been my go-to notes app for almost 15 years. This means I've learned how to use these apps properly. I've come to trust them, and I don't have to waste time trying to figure out how to do a particular action. I've learned everything I need to learn to use these apps optimally. Apple Calendar has been my calendar app of choice for pretty much the last 20 years. I did try Fantastical for a couple of years, but the additional features were not very useful for me. Certainly not worth a subscription. Okay, now for the miscellaneous apps. I use Acuity for my coaching scheduling service. This means my coaching clients can book a call whenever they want to, and there's no back and forth trying to find a mutually convenient time. As mentioned earlier, I use Readwise for my book highlights and for collecting articles. Now, this is a recent change as I previously used Instapaper, but they are now doubling their prices in May and they don't offer anything near the service Readwise does. The great thing is, as I read a book and highlight a section or add a note, these notes and highlights are synced to Evernote in a notebook called Readwise. For all my writing, I use Ulysses. This is a fantastic minimal writing app that in full screen mode is just a dark screen with white text. There are no distractions at all, and I can focus all my attention on my writing. This is synced with iCloud, so I am not, whenever I am out and about and only have my iPad with me, I can carry on writing where I left off. I recently looked at the number of words I have in Ulysses, and it's now approaching 3 million. That just blew me away. 3 million words in 8 years. I wrote my book, Your Time, Your Way, in Ulysses, as well as all my podcast scripts, blog posts, and newsletter articles. It's a treasure trove of all my writing over the last 8 years, and it's all archived in iCloud. That's one of the best things about not app switching. You begin to create an archive of all your work in one place. Now, there is an exception to my writing process. I send my coaching clients written feedback after each call, and for that, I use Apple's Pages, which is Apple's version of Microsoft Word. Pages allows me to use a saved template for all my feedback. For my admin and financial tasks, I use Apple's Numbers. I don't need the complexity of Microsoft Excel. My spreadsheet needs are simple. And that's about it. The only other item I use to get my work done is paper. I use an A4 Rhodia notebook as my planning book. This is where all my projects, weekly planning, and YouTube video ideas get developed. I'm also returning to writing my journal by hand after using Day One for 5 years. That was because I felt my life was beginning to be dominated by screens, and it's nice to get more use out of my fountain pen collection. The most important thing for me is to keep the tools I use to a minimum. I've been down the road of trying out a lot of apps. What I discovered is that it's not the app that does the work. It's me. And for me to do my work in the most efficient and effective way possible, I need as few distractions as possible. Simplicity is my key word when it comes to apps. The longer I need to spend trying to learn to use something, the less time I spend doing work, which in turn means I spend less time with my family and doing the things I want to do. Not a very good way to manage time or be more productive. I hope that answers your question, Mark. Thank you so much for your question. And thank you to you too for listening. It just remains for me now to wish you all a very, very productive week.